This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. In the world of international chess, there are about 1,400 grandmasters across some 75 countries. One of the newest and youngest lives in Kapel. He's just a young teen. A couple weeks ago, Jeffrey Xiong scored a victory at the Chicago Open, a big chess tournament that attracts world-class players. The win propelled him to the top rank of grandmaster. At 14.5, he's the second youngest grandmaster playing today. It's okay with him that he's not the youngest.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I prefer to have made grandmaster when I was born, but of course, I'm still happy to have it anyway.
Jeffrey, with parents in the background appreciating his humor, can be serious too. But temptations abound.
Sometimes you want to play outside right now, but to get better, you have to stay inside and study and work on chess.
That's what he does 5-6 hours a day, because that's what it takes. And that's why his mother, Jenny, homeschools him.
Kid is kid. So I just have to help him, remind himself, you know, you got to go there, right? And you want to be a grandmaster. So what do you want to do?
She says Jeffrey always makes the right choices. Jim Stallings says the teen made great choices at the Chicago tournament, too, where he beat two older, more experienced grandmasters. Stallings runs one of the nation's best college chess programs at UT Dallas and says for young players like Jeffrey, the internet has been a game changer.
They can just quickly go through games versus the dark ages when I was growing up, and we'd actually check out books from the library or we'd subscribe to magazines. But today, they can go online in their databases with literally millions of games.
In Jeffrey's house, winning takes a family. His father, Wayne, a corporate banker, watches competitors during matches and offers tips to his son. For example, players who've flown in from overseas might be tired from jet lag.
I would advise him to play this game into a very complicated position so that it's going to take a lot of calculation to figure things out and expect that the opponent would not have the energy to deal with this kind of very complicated calculations so that Jeffrey can out-calculate him and beat him.
Jeffrey learned about fatigue the hard way. Last summer in St. Louis, at the U.S. Junior Chess Championship, he started strong. Then halfway through, he got tired and his play suffered. So he and his dad started jogging to build stamina. His father's careful to say he's not raising a chess player.
I'm raising him as a winner to get him to know how to win and to be trained to win.
Jeffrey hopes for another win when he returns to St. Louis next month to compete again in the U.S. Junior Chess Championship. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.